I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's 6:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have blue sky, 90 degrees.
The emergency traffic backups I-15 Bluffdale. I'm Steve Carlson.
KSL's top story. A tearfully happy family is back together after an Aura man disappeared while hiking with his family in Montana. He'd been lost in the wilderness since Sunday after being separated from his family during a horseback riding trip. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with details. So, Paul, how's this guy doing? Well, I guess it's going to have to remain a mystery for a moment. We are going to get back to Paul Nelson with the story. KSL News Time 6:31. There's a new high school in a growing area of the state. Maria Chaleos is here. Where's the new school?
Jeff, Cedar Valley High School is opening next week in Eagle Mountain. Alpine School District spokeswoman Kimberly Bird says they have a big aviation focus and theme for the school.
We've got Utah Valley University, who has a concurrent enrollment program called the Sixth Wing that'll go along with some aviation-type courses for students. And then Southern Utah University has partnered with us with concurrent enrollment. And theirs is more of a helicopter and rotary type of program.
Now, the grand opening party tomorrow in Eagle Mountain will have an air show as well. It is the first high school in that city. We were telling you about a tearful family reunion. They're back together after the Aura man disappeared while hiking with the family in Montana. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with the details. And, Paul, how is he doing?
Well, sorry about last time. That was my fault. But Caden Laga is in high spirits, although his family says he looks a little skinny since he had to eat ants, grasshoppers, and huckleberries to survive. His mother, Debbie Laga, says Caden got separated after one of their horses got lame, and he spent several days just looking for a trail.
We hit the trail down by the creek, and he said, finally, my luck has changed, and I can follow this trail, and it's going to lead me to something. And so he was walking, and he said that he saw a light on the ground ahead.
Laga says family friends just happened to be at that camp because they were out looking for him. And she says that the family ran up to him after he got off the helicopter that brought him down the mountain. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Utah continues its strong job growth as unemployment remains at a near record low. Department of Workforce Services reported today that July's unemployment rate was 2.8% compared to the national average at 3.7%. Utah has added just over 54,000 new jobs over the past 12 months. KSL's top national stories this hour. The New York City Police Department is seeking a person of interest connected to suspicious packages that snarled the morning commute. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
It was around 7 a.m. when a subway passenger spotted what looked like pressure cookers in the Fulton Street station. They turned out to be harmless rice cookers, but NYPD Deputy Commissioner John Miller said police need to talk to a man seen on video dropping one on the mezzanine and the other on the platform.
I don't know what the deliberate act is, whether it was to create fear and alarm on the part of the public, or whether he was discarding items that he was no longer interested in.
A third discarded cooking device discovered near a trash can on 16th Street and 7th Avenue may or may not be related. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
The Senate isn't reconvening for gun legislation, but it appears at least one group in the House will be. ABC's Serena Marshall has more on that story.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler said he will call his committee back into session to address the issue of gun violence prevention on September 4th, nearly a week before they were scheduled to return. In a statement, Nadler said they will examine a series of bills that would ban high-capacity ammunition, prevent those deemed a risk to themselves or others from accessing firearms, as well as a bill that would prevent those convicted of misdemeanor hate crimes from possessing firearms.
Nadler says the committee will also hold a hearing on military-style assault weapons at the end of September. The man who set himself on fire in Kaysville in a bathroom and injured four police officers last year has been sentenced to prison. Tyler Iveson will serve at least 5 years, if not up to life, behind bars. Iveson doused himself with gasoline in June 2018. Four officers tried to intervene before Iveson ignited himself. Is anything sacred anymore? We are learning of a candy store with locations in Pennsylvania and Ohio, and is selling, get ready for this, pickle-stuffed chocolate-covered Oreos. Grandpa Joe's Candy Shop is putting a dill pickle inside a classic Oreo cookie and then dipping the monstrosity in chocolate. The owner of Grandpa Joe's tells the Dayton Daily News they're kind of a big deal.
Points for, you know, innovation. But points off for taste, I think.
You don't think chocolate's good on everything?
What's next? Pickle-filled birthday cake? Come on. It's ridiculous.
Okay.
Just saying. Would you eat it?
I'm pretty adventurous, and I'm going to say no.
Okay. KSL News Time, 635. Ricky Meese is here. We've had a mess on I-15.
We have, but the delays are actually starting to improve just a bit. You're still going to be seeing slow-and-go and stop-and-go speeds southbound I-15 between 123rd South Draper and the Point of the Mountain. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. Coming up, that big white island near the top of the globe might be part of America if President Trump gets his way. Let's get to know Greenland next. My minute of news is on the way. 635 at KSL.